You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And we're back, everybody. Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day on a Sunday, April 11th and a Monday, April 12th. Matt Derry with you. Welcome back. We return after a one-week hiatus and vacation to bring you Detroit Lions content right here on Locked On Lions. We are brought to you today by our friends at Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. I've got to catch up on a bunch of mock drafts. We got to talk about where we are with the Lions just a couple of weeks away from draft night. We're getting close, folks, to draft night 2021 and round one coming up. What are we? Sunday, April 11th. So we're looking at 2.5 weeks until April 29th, round one from Cleveland. Where do the Lions stand right now? Where are things right now at number 7 for Detroit? We'll get into it on the show today. Daniel Jeremiah has a very interesting pick for the Lions in his latest mock draft at NFL.com. Peter Schrager is the Lions making a trade, yet still landing a position of need and a very good football player later in the first round. We'll talk about that. Also, you will hear a snippet of a speech that was given by Lions head coach Dan Campbell this past week to a group of Ford production plant workers. It's tremendous. And whether Dan Campbell can coach or not, we're going to find out. But the guy can talk, and the guy can lead a group of men. I think we know that. We see that. We hear that. It's a matter of X's and O's and whether he will have enough talent to win. But he gave a very inspirational, inspiring message to a group of Ford workers this week, and I want to play you that coming up momentarily on the show. If you are new to the show, welcome. Thanks to all of you hitting me up on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, this week, wondering where I was. As I told you, we were on vacation this week, so a little bit of a chance to recharge this past week, but we'll bring you 5 shows certainly this week on the program, on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. So please follow us there as well. All right, so where do the Lions currently stand right now at number 7? What are the rumors? What's going on with the draft? The Lions, of course, are sitting at 7. All right, you got Miami at 6 in front of them. You got Cincinnati at 5 in front of them. Atlanta at 4 in front of them. San Francisco, 3. Jets, 2. And Jacksonville, 1. All of the talk over the last couple of weeks now is centered around really where this draft is going to start. And that's at number 3 with San Francisco. We know this. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. He is going to go number 1 to the Jags. Zach Wilson, the quarterback from BYU, is likely going to go number 2. Because now the Jets, while we were gone and on vacation, sent Sam Darnold packing to the Carolina Panthers. So the Panthers now have their quarterback of the future. And so they are sitting at number 8, likely won't be taking a quarterback. And so really the draft starts with San Francisco at number 3. And all eyes are on the Niners trading up to 3. And all thoughts on this pick are that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach in San Francisco, wants Mac Jones. Now, some of you are going to go, wait a minute. How would Mac Jones from Alabama, who's a very good college quarterback, but again, had a loaded team, how's Mac Jones going to leapfrog Justin Fields and Trey Lance? A lot of buzz around the league about this. And a lot of buzz is that Shanahan likes Jones. He had a great Senior Bowl. He's moved up. He had a great workout, pro day, all of that. And the Niners feel like that's the guy. So a lot of mocks now, including Daniel Jeremiah's, which we're going to go over in a minute, and I believe Peter Schrager's as well, at NFL.com as well, have Mac Jones going to San Francisco. Then it gets interesting after that because the Atlanta Falcons sit at number 4. And the thought is that the Falcons could could draft their quarterback of the future, whether it's Fields or Lance, to then take over eventually for Matt Ryan. Then you got Cincinnati, of course, at five, which we've talked about, which a lot of different people have a lot of different players going at five. Miami at six, and then the Lions at seven. I still am of the belief, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I will stick with this, that the big skill, as Dan Campbell calls this position, the tight end, Kyle Pitts from Florida, will not, N-O-T, not be at seven for Detroit. I've talked to some people today. I was texting with some folks because I'm like, hey, I'm getting the pod back up and running this week. I hit up some of my Lions sources, some people close to people close. And they don't think, the Lions think, that Kyle Pitts will be there at seven. And that if Kyle Pitts is somehow there at seven, that the Lions would rush the card up to the commissioner to grab him. But from who I've talked to, the Lions don't think Pitts is going to be there at seven. Now, I've told you for months that I don't think the Lions are going to be taking Trey Lance at seven. I have not ruled out Justin Fields, and we're going to get to that in a minute. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback at seven. I think if a team really wants a quarterback, they're going to trade with the Lions. If a team really wants Pitts, they could offer some things to the Lions. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Dallas reportedly loves the guy and wants Kyle Pitts badly. And if somehow he fell to seven, certainly Jarrah would be on the phone with Brad Holmes. Cowboys sit at 10 and maybe offering up a king's ransom to get him. I just don't think Cincinnati at five or Miami at six are going to pass on him. I just don't see it. I think Kyle Pitts on many people's draft boards is the number one player. But again, Jacksonville's not taking Kyle Pitts. The Jets aren't taking Kyle Pitts. And San Francisco at three didn't move up to take Kyle Pitts. They moved up to get their quarterback. Now, Daniel Jeremiah at NFL.com in his latest mock draft, this was Jeremiah 3.0 this week. He had Lawrence, Wilson, Jones, 1, 2, 3. Trey Lance at 4, becoming the Matt Ryan successor. Bengals taking Kyle Pitts at 5. Miami at 6 taking Ja'Marr Chase. And then Jeremiah has the Lions taking Justin Fields at 7. He says, quote, this could be a trade spot with some teams picking after Detroit, potentially in the market for a quarterback, but I wouldn't rule out the Lions staying put and taking a signal caller themselves. Fields has more upside than Jared Goff. What if the Lions were able to get Justin Fields at 7? All right, I saw the ridiculous Dan Orlovsky stuff from a couple of weeks ago that he backtracked on when he said, oh, I've heard some from some people that he didn't have a great work ethic, and does he want to be great? What if the Lions liked Justin Fields so much at 7 that they took him? Now, what I like about this mock draft is that Daniel Jeremiah isn't saying that the Lions aren't going to take a quarterback and that they're definitely going to trade back, because I think Brad Holmes and his staff are playing a much better game of poker than we saw 1 year ago when Bob Quinn refused to leak out anything, telling anybody he was interested in a quarterback at 3. Hence, trade offers weren't great. He had already signed Chase Daniel to be Stafford's backup, which was stupid. And so then he took a cornerback at 3, and we know how that turned out. Justin Fields at 7 would definitely be intriguing. But I still think if the draft goes this way, the Lions at 7 are going to trade back, because there's going to be desperate teams. New England, among others, Denver, Philadelphia, that are going to want to move up to grab Justin Fields. Washington. All right? So keep that in mind. I want to get to the trade that Peter Schrager proposed, and we're also going to hear from Dan Campbell coming up. First, though, Built Bar, baby, the number one tasting protein bar on the market. Built Bars are the best. They are absolutely awesome. They're great for keto diet, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar, high protein. We've been talking about Built Bars forever. They are fantastic and the best tasting protein bar out there. All right. They're all 100% drenched in chocolate. Cookies and cream is my favorite. I absolutely love that one. And now when you go to BuiltBar.com and you place your order, use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. And you're going to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. They are the best. Like I said, cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. You wouldn't even believe these Built Bars are so low in calories. It's amazing. BuiltBar.com, LOCKED15. Get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. All right, back on Locked On Lions right here on a Sunday. We are back from vacation. Happy to be back. And we're going to bring you 5 shows this week. Again, 2.5 weeks until the draft. We're going to get Jim Nagy on soon from the Senior Bowl and ESPN, the draft guru. Plenty of good guests coming up this week as well to get you ready for what is going to be a very interesting night for Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, the whole staff. As the Lions currently pick 7th in this draft. All right. Peter Schrager took the mock draft to a whole new level this week when he implemented a trade for your Lions in his mock at NFL.com. Trevor Lawrence 1, Zach Wilson 2, Mac Jones 3. Okay, not a surprise. Schrager then goes all in and thinks that the New England Patriots want a quarterback so bad, even though they're bringing Cam Newton back, that they're going to trade up from 15 to 4. With Atlanta to get Justin Fields. Schrager proposes this year's first and second, plus next year's first and third, to move up 11 spots. So Fields would be gone. Then at 5, the Bengals would take Ja'Marr Chase, who everybody says has his workouts have been unbelievable, and he's easily the best receiver of the lot. Then at 6, he's got Miami taking Rashawn Slater ahead of Penei Sewell. That would then leave the Lions at 7 to draft either Penei Sewell or Kyle Pitts or Trey Lance, if they wanted to, or Micah Parsons. Yet, Schrager says the Lions are going to trade, and again, this is a Peter Schrager mock draft, with Arizona, and he has the Cardinals sending the number 16 pick in the draft this year, next year's first-round pick, and next year's third-round pick to Detroit to move up 9 spots. The Lions would go from 7 to 16, get the Cardinals' first-rounder this year and next year, and a third-round pick next year. And the Cardinals would do this all for Kyle Pitts. All for Kyle Pitts. Leaving the Lions to sit at 16 and wait it out. Who would they get at 16? Schrager has DeVonta Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner wide receiver from Alabama, dropping all the way to 16. Quote from Schrager, if Detroit trades out of number 7, scoops up some additional picks, and still gets Smith, I'd say that is a day one home run. The Alabama product has elite ball skills, won in big spots, and is a gamer in every sense of the word. The Lions bid farewell to their top 2 wideouts in free agency and Golden Tate a year before that. Insert the Heisman winner. Who would be off the board for Detroit at 16 in this mock? JOK, the linebacker from Notre Dame. Kwity Paye would be gone. Christian Darrisaw, the offensive tackle, would be gone. Jalen Waddle would go 12. Micah Parsons would go 11. Patrick Surtain would go 10. Trey Lance, 9. And Penei Sewell, 8. So would you pass up Pitts, Sewell, Lance, Parsons, Waddle, all to move down 9 spots and still get the receiver that you covet and need in DeVonta Smith? Here's the thing. If we're getting to 7 and Pitts is there, I think the Lions have to take him. I think he's that special of a talent. He's this big skill that Dan Campbell talks about, and you don't necessarily have to play him at tight end. He can be a receiver in the slot. He could play anywhere. I don't know if I'm the Lions, I pass up on that. I also don't know if I would pass up on Penei Sewell, because as we've talked about, why not draft Sewell and put him at right tackle, or Slater for that matter, if Rashawn Slater was there? your offensive line would be intact. It sounds like they're moving Vitae to guard. There's no guarantee Tyrell Crosby, excuse me, is your right tackle. But if you draft Sewell or Slater at 7, that sounds good to me. You can still get a receiver later. You could still get a receiver much later. The Lions worked out Kadarius Toney recently, the wide receiver from Florida. Some mock drafts have him late first. Some mock drafts have him early second. You could get Toney in the second round. Now, is Devontae Smith a better college player than Kadarius Toney? Yes. But again, Kadarius Toney also has better size than Devontae Smith. This is something to certainly keep in mind. But I think there's a very good chance where the Lions are right now in a rebuild, a full-fledged reload, trading back and still getting Smith at 16. Yes, I think fans would like that. Could you imagine saying we got arguably the best wide receiver in the draft because people have made arguments for Waddle, people made arguments for Chase, people made arguments for Smith. Those are considered the top three receivers in this draft. If you traded back, got a number one pick next year, a third round pick next year, something like that, all to trade back 9 spots and still get a guy that you covet and you need, because the Lions are going to take a receiver early, I'd say that would be pretty good. I just don't know about, in this scenario, giving up Kyle Pitts in the process. But again, I've talked to people that don't believe Kyle Pitts is going to be there for the Lions at number 7. You're going to hear from Dan Campbell, a very inspirational talk that he had with the Ford production plant workers this week. Going to play that for you coming up in a second. How about Bet Online? You want to bet on the Masters here tonight? I don't even know who's winning. Don't even care. How about the Indians, my tribe, sweeping the pathetic Tigers? You want to bet on some baseball? Maybe put some money down against the Tigers this week when they play the Astros. Or maybe Detroit will get hot. Who knows? Oh, Nomar Mazara. You want to bet on him missing the cutoff, man? You'd win a lot of money if you did that. You can do it at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action, all right? Football might be done, but we got the NBA. We got hockey going on. Baseball's in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine at betonline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All right, BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we promised you this audio courtesy of DetroitLions.com. I really like this. Here's a snippet of Dan Campbell this week speaking to some Ford production plant workers. Take a listen.
This is a unique place, and anybody who's an outsider that looks outside in, the first thing they think about is what you shouldn't about Detroit, because they don't know. They don't know shit about it. And so, and adversity is just a word. That's all it is. It's not something that holds you back. It's not something that keeps you from doing what you want to do. Well, that to me, that's this community, you know, and this is a place you want to raise kids. It's a place that, man, if we could ever create a winner, which is the whole idea, that's why I'm here. Excuse my language. For weather, all right? You'll want to be here. You'll want to be here, all right? Because I'm serious, man. Everybody's South Florida, and you go to Texas and L.A., and all. But I'm telling you right now, man, you build a winner here, people want to be here. Hell, my first game here in 06, we're playing Seattle, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's like you couldn't hear. That's on us to make it to where our fans will want to yell, and they do want to be a part of it. And so I get that, man. And I know we're in this all-talk phase. All right. But, man, I will do everything in my power, and so will my staff, who, by the way, is a kick-ass staff. I believe in these guys with everything in my heart. We will get these guys to, well, they will fight their ass off to the end. I know that. And we will try to put ourselves in the very best position to freaking win at the end of a game. That's the idea. Now, if we have a pin, here's what I'd love to do is I'd love every one of you guys to sign this for me. Just sign your name to this. I'm going to put this in my office. Because this is a reminder to me.
I don't know if that guy can coach a lick. I don't know if it's going to work out for this organization that Dan Campbell brings them a winner. But what he has brought in terms of culture, attitude, And just overall approach is it's refreshing. It really is. Again, the Lions need talent. All right. I was joking before about the Tigers. The Tigers have no talent. All right. You can listen to the TV broadcast and they talk about attitude and culture and look at what Robbie Grossman does in the clubhouse. Please. Robbie Grossman's a fourth outfielder. They don't have any talent. The Lions need talent. Yes, culture needs to change in Allen Park. Yes, the last few years have been an unmitigated disaster under Quinn and Patricia. But you still have to have players. Dan Campbell can give great speeches. He does have a very good staff. They've got to coach these guys up. You hope to see improvement in year one. Might not turn out to be a lot of wins, but that's okay. But you have to have players. And if Brad Holmes can bring Dan Campbell players and he can coach them up, this will be fun because Dan Campbell does want to be here and he is genuine, I think. So I really liked that speech and it should fire people up. It's been refreshing to listen to him talk and how transparent he's been because the last regime certainly was not. That's Locked On Lions for a Sunday into Monday. Hope you're happy to be back with us. Thanks for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow.